Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, last week we started talking about one of our favorite value-oriented wineries. That's Bogle.
Absolutely.
Who I think is the consumer's best friend. I mean, the value for the quality is just pretty phenomenal.
I would agree with that. You know, it's an interesting operation. They started in 1968 as growers, and they produced their first wine under their family name in 1978. I think they started with, I want to say, under 100 acres.
Mm-hmm. And they're now in Yolo County.
And now they're up to 1,900 acres, and it's still family-owned, and they're all very involved. So, you know, it's kind of a nice story. To repeat some of what we said last week, the great thing about this particular property is that all of the wines are going to be under $15, are the ones that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all going to be pretty good examples of varietally what they are supposed to be.
Exactly.
And there's no surprises here. I started off with the 2016 Cabernet Sauvignon. This is a California designation, which means the grapes can come from a number of different sources. And this is, you know, again, it's going to be textbook. It's flavors and aromas of cherry and cassis with a little bit of a tobacco note. It's very full-bodied and very straightforward. You're not going to be waxing poetic here, but it's going to give you exactly what you expect from a well-put-together California Cabernet Sauvignon.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, under $15, pretty darn good value. The Petite Syrah, again, the 2016 vintage. Now, Petite Syrah is an interesting grape, and you don't see it that often. And what people have to realize is Petite Syrah is anything but petite. It's usually a...
And it's not really Syrah.
No, it's a really big, jammy wine, and this one certainly fits the bill. Blueberries and spice with plum notes and cocoa tones, very jammy and straightforward. It's a real chewy mouthful.
Oh, it's a ton of flavor on this
one. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, this is a go-to pizza wine as far as I'm concerned. There's just a lot to be sort of said for it, and as I said, price point is great. Now, they have something called Essential Red. Again, this was the 2016 vintage, and this is a blend of Old Vine Zin, Syrah, Cabernet Sauvignon, and Petite Syrah. And I actually found this to be really appealing. You've got plum, spice, berry. There's a little bit of a subtle herb note that comes through as well, which was sort of a pleasant surprise. Again, full body, very lush, rounded, and smooth. This has got a little more complexity and will probably, you know, yield well to, you know, just sort of looking a little bit deeper, but actually just a pretty nice wine. The one that really I thought was really good was the Old Vine Zinfandel. This has got sort of classic in the sense that it's got good acidity. It's got aromas and flavors of cedar, spice, pepper. There's a little bit of an anise note that comes through and some briar characteristics, full-bodied, lush. Wow.
I think it could be one of their best wines. And every time I'm shopping, it literally will jump into my shopping cart.
Well, it should, because it's really well worth it.
So. It really is. And Hugh, what we're going to do is put all of these Bogle wines on our website, wypr.org, on the Cellar Notes page, and you can go read about them. And we also have a way where you can locate these wines and figure out how to order them right online. It's really very cool. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.